This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has hit Indonesia's Lombok Island, killing at least 10 people and injuring 40 others. The earthquake hit the popular tourist destination, sending people into the streets and open fields to avoid collapsing buildings. A spokesman for Indonesia said earlier today that the death toll could climb as data gathering on the island continues. The quake was also felt on the neighboring island of Bali. An Egyptian court is turning to the country's top Islamic religious leaders to consult on the death sentences handed down to 75 people involved in a 2013 Muslim Brotherhood sit-in in northern Cairo. The sit-in was stormed by the Egyptian military after the Brotherhood refused to leave the camp. Edward Uranian reports.
Former Muslim Brotherhood politician Amr Darag claimed in a tweet Saturday that the Sisi government considers the unfreezing of U.S. military aid to Egypt a green light for the death sentences, and that the U.S. administration will have the blood of these innocent victims on its hands. The Trump administration unfroze $195 million in military aid to Egypt this past week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Cambodians voted for all 125 seats in the country's National Assembly in a process widely criticized by the lack of a significant opposition to the ruling Cambodian People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen. Supreme Court dissolved the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party last year. This is VOA News. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members of a midwife training center were killed in an attack when gunmen stormed the facility in Jalalabad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Somalian and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. The nations have not had diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years. Former Catholic Archbishop of Washington, Theodore McCarrick, who faces sex abuse accusations, has resigned his position as cardinal, AP's Zara Shakely reports.
McCarrick's resignation comes following allegations of sexual abuse, including one involving an 11-year-old boy. McCarrick rose steadily up the U.S. church ranks, and recent weeks have brought a spate of allegations that the 88-year-old, in the course of his clerical career, had sexually abused both boys and adult seminarians. McCarrick had been already removed from public ministry since the 20th of June. Pending a full investigation into allegations, he fondled a teenager over 40 years ago in New York City. A man who was 11 at the time of the first alleged instance of abuse says a sexually abusive relationship continued for two more decades. McCarrick has denied the initial allegation.
U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in the U.S. state of California, as deadly wildfires threaten thousands of homes. There have been five deaths, including two children and a great-grandmother. California Fire Chief Ken Pimlott says the battle against the wildfires also is personal for a lot of firefighters.
There are a lot of people working the fire lines today who have either lost homes, have family members who have lost homes, or certainly have been evacuated. And just some Herculean efforts overnight between law enforcement, firefighters, and many others to pull people from harm's way.
Two firefighters have lost their lives in the week's battle to save homes, Forest and Parkland. Thousands of people in Southern California were forced to evacuate their homes to avoid a blaze southeast of the city of Los Angeles. Also in Northern California, there is a huge wildfire. More than 86 people were killed by the flames or drowned as they tried to flee the fire that swept through an area 30 kilometers east of the Greek capital of Athens. Firefighters and first responders said that they had never encountered a fire like this one. Among the more than 80 deaths were numerous children. Flames had burned so hot they melted the metal from some cars. Authorities in Greece have already begun to clean up as crews continue to look through homes for bodies and so badly charred it took firefighters two or three passes through the same structures just to spot them. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.